On this day, 19th June 1921, evictions rampant. Evictions of Catholics from their houses, attended with scenes of violence and brutality on the part of orange mobs and reminiscent of the worst days of July and August last year, have taken place during the past week in certain streets between the Falls and Shankill Roads. The occupants of something like 150 houses have been left bereft of homes, furniture and clothing. Many of them were lucky to escape with their lives. The streets principally affected are Panmark Street, Argyle Street, Cupar Street and Conway Street. In an area lying midway between the Falls and Shankill Roads, in these various streets, orange mobs from the Shankill Road have repeatedly attempted to invade the Falls Road, their route being along the streets mentioned. The eviction started on Sunday evening, and the tactics adopted by the gangs of rowdies were similar to those of last year. Windows were smashed as a preliminary, doors were broken in, and anyone still remaining at the houses was brutally assaulted. Occupants were compelled to get over the back walls. One case cited to our representative was a particularly hard one and shows the mercilessness of the orange rowdies. In this instance, the head of the house was an ex-soldier. Owing to gas poisoning and wounds received during the war, he has been unable to work and is in receipt of a disability pension. His wife has been ill, and there are 5 young children. Owing to the delicate health of the father and mother, when the attack on the home began, the family were in desperate straits. The father and mother were unable to get over the back wall themselves or lift the children over. With the help of a neighbour, they succeeded in pulling away a few bricks, and through the hole thus made, the family were compelled to creep. These poor people were among those fired on by orange snipers. Their worldly possessions now consist of the clothes they wear. The evictions continued throughout Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and all the Catholics residing near the orange quarters have been made the victims of bigotry. Great numbers of the men are ex-soldiers who have served with distinction during the war. In their campaign of intolerance, the orange gangs took advantage of the absence of the police. Eamon Phoenix editor's note: this graphic report of the pre-12th eviction of Catholics living on the fringes of the Shankill, taken together with reports of violence in Belfast and South Armagh involving the IRA and the specials, underlines the realities of the situation as the Royal Yacht left Holyhead for Belfast.